first and foremost, there must be an acknowledgement of what happened. And this acknowledgement can only come about as people explain what happened to themselves by being given an opportunity to talk. And also, there must be people that did this, and we know them, they are still alive, especially the commanding group. The people that were in command, we know they are there. And therefore, what we expect to happen is that, because these are Zimbabweans, who use Zimbabwean money to do this as government, this must be on the national agenda, and it must be addressed as a national issue, because Ndebeles are Zimbabweans like anybody else, and they must be accorded their right to be able to be addressed as Zimbabweans, not as marginalized or people that have just come, they've been somewhere else. To me, once you begin to do that in an inclusive approach, this can actually be dealt with before we start even talking about forgiveness and reconciliation.
Dr. Mpofu, what do you think about this issue?
I think one of the most important things that the Reverend and I agree is about the confession. And all those who are responsible for this have to come out and talk. And one of the most mischievous things that ZANU-PF has always done in regard to Kukurawundi, remember they created the Minister of National Healing during the GNU period. And what did they do when the Minister of Healing went to Lupane for a tombstone unveiling ceremony? They were arrested. And it seems that was just done to put a blanket over our faces and not to face the real problem. And as the Reverend says, the funding that was used for that project came from state coffers, both the victims and even those who were not affected,
exactly,
people of Zimbabwe. They paid the soldiers' salaries. They paid for everything that was done.
Exactly.
And what we want, firstly, accountability of how the government coffers were abused. And secondly,
precisely,
what is it that really happened during that time of the genocide? Because no one knows the truth now.
Mm-hmm.
We have three pieces that explain those things. One, it says it was a Shona versus Ndebele issue. Secondly, it was Mugabe wanted to exterminate Nkomo's supporters. And the third one is there was a super ZAPU funded by the South Africans to destabilize Zimbabwe. And what we need to know now is what really happened. And this genocide has always affected the Shona Ndebele relations in Zimbabwe. And even the National Identity Project that ZANU-PF seeks to create,
precisely,
has always been affected by that. Why is it that Ndebeles are always deputies in leadership, in power, opposition politics, or in government? People will always try to explain those things via Kukurawundi. I was saying earlier on, if children in Matabeleland are to be swallowed by a river trying to cross to school, how do you explain that? Kukurawundi, under development in Matabeleland, how do you explain that? So Kukurawundi has become an auto-explainer to many things that go wrong in Matabeleland. And for you to stop that, you need, as a government, to address those kinds of things and come out clean.
Reverend Motsi, at the end of the day, what is the best method of, you know, addressing this issue, you know, when we take into account the role of civil society and so forth? What can be done there?
There's no need to arrest people that are talking about Kukurawundi. Kukurawundi must be spoken about openly by people of Zimbabwe. That is number one. Number two, we must also grant an opportunity for people who are victims or whose relatives were victimized and died and disappeared to actually talk about this. This whole idea of putting a lid on Kukurawundi continues to traumatize people. And I kind of get a bit annoyed when people keep on talking about reconciliation and forgiveness. What would you be forgiven for when you haven't acknowledged what the problem is?
Yeah.
So to me, this must be a national agenda. This is a Zimbabwean problem. And I will reiterate my point. Shonas and Ndebeles must come together and address this issue. It's not a tribal issue. It's a national issue.
Mm.
I'm saying this because I'm Shona. So I'm saying this. I need everybody to know that.
Mm. And what was the starting point, Dr. Mpofu?
And I think Reverend has to also say those who are responsible, those in power, because it's not Shonas who are responsible for this, you know? And some Shonas have been victimized is responsible for this, while they have nothing to do with it. Therefore, those people who are actually responsible, it's either we pressurize them as the people of Zimbabwe, or only when we get a new political dispensation that we can only find redress to this issue. Coming to your question on what should be done, we need, through legal processes, to set up a bill like Jonathan Moyo did. This bill can actually be sponsored by citizens and be pushed through as one other MP or whatever it is. And we need to make it clear that it's time this thing got addressed and those responsible have to come up. And I think if we are to be united as Zimbabweans, we need a system that has political repercussions. It's either we agree together that we're going to vote for a certain party or we're going to form or sponsor a citizen, a certain party that will run with this.